Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Danny Milliken with Joey Lunderman from Enchanted Nurseries in Richmond and Rosenberg.
Good morning out there, Home Show Garden Pros, and I am here with Joey Lunderman. This is Danny Milliken of said Home Show Garden Pros. Hey, Joey, how are you?
Morning, how's it going? I'm doing good.
I am also doing well. Thank you for asking, sir. Thank you. This show is where we talk gardening all morning long, well, at least for 2 hours. And the way we feel so confident in our ability to talk gardening is because of people like Joey. We have these experts from all over the city gathered together, not at one time. It's a bit of a rotation. And Joey is here kind of representing the Enchanted Gardens, Enchanted Forest team down there, bookending Richmond, Texas. You want to tell the people where the shops are located?
I sure do. So Enchanted Gardens is on FM 359, convenient to Cinco Ranch and Fulshear and West Houston. And Enchanted Forest is located on FM 2759, which is convenient to Sugarland, Greatwood, and all that side of town.
They're not as close as I once thought, now that I've driven between them a couple times for classes. I used to think they were kind of near each other, but really they're serving different areas of Houston. Like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, they're about 25 minutes apart.
Yeah, if you don't hit any traffic, you know, or I guess if you don't take Highway 6.
Traffic? Come on, there's no traffic around here.
Wait a second. So the other co-op locations, we've got Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center, both in Kingwood, way up 59. Awesome if you're in Kingwood. You got these two incredible spots up there for you. You also got Plants for All Seasons on 249, just past Louetta. Beautiful place, tons of plants, new greenhouse, lots of cool stuff going on there. And then Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. Katy's really one-stop shop for gardening. And it's pretty wild that, you know, Katy, Texas has this, like, renowned water garden store also. Pretty amazing stuff. So what's on your mind? What's the big to-do? What's the big hubbub? I hear you guys are pretty busy.
Yeah, it's been busy. We've been working hard to get the plants in that everybody needs to, you know, replace the things from the freeze. So we've been hustling for sure. I showed up at 5:30 this morning and there was already some people here working. So we're getting ready for a big day.
Well, that is awesome. That is awesome. We got a big day on the show too, because we got a lawn conversation that we want to have, and we're going to talk veggies a little bit. Plus answering all your garden questions. That's our main role, Joey, I think, is like making sure that we hear what's on the listeners' minds and answering their question. And you do that 281-496-5711. 281-496-5711. And I got a busy day, too, because I'm going straight from here, and I'm teaching a class at the SciFair Home and Outdoor Living Show at the Berry Center today. So growing healthier lawns. It's kind of why it's on my mind to talk with you. Maybe I'll make some notes from our conversation to kind of change that up. And then I'll just be at the Home Show Radio booth answering questions, and a sort of similar thing tomorrow on Sunday, except instead of answering booths at the Home Show Radio question, I'll be answering questions at the OBA booth. So good times. So yeah, we all have busy days. Everybody's so busy in spring.
That's right. Keep you out of trouble.
Do you think it's busier this year than previous years?
Yeah, it's definitely been busier this year. You know, last year was busy because everybody was getting outside and, you know, didn't have anything else to do. But this year is extreme.
Yeah, how's the citrus supply going?
We got a delivery last night in the dark. The grower sent us whatever they had. So they are going to be out for a few weeks until they can, you know, get some of their plants to catch up on growing.
Yeah, that's incredible.
We got a good delivery, and they'll be putting those out on the floor probably right now.
Oh, nice. Well, that's great. That's great you guys have assorted stock of that stuff. That's awesome. Well, Joey's a knowledge specialist here to answer your gardening questions. Pretty much anything across the board, from fertilization to irrigation to fruit trees. So we are here to answer those questions. 281-496-5711. We're Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Crabgrass blows, sneaks into your yard, spreads like crazy, ruins your lawn. There's one weed killer naturally safer for people and pets. AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer snuffs out crabgrass, dollarweed, clover, and other weeds without harming St. Augustine, Bermuda, and most yard grasses. Proven effective organically. See results in just days. Simple to apply and kills the roots. Blow weeds away naturally. Grab AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer at any Garden Pro location. Find the store near you at agrilawn.com.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Hi, this is Michael Wagner from Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center.
Lord's Chimney, your chimney and fireplace solution.
Here on Home Show Garden Pros, we love lifting up places that we trust also to help you be a better gardener. We talk about our co-op locations and some other great spots. One of them is Southwest Fertilizer. And man, they can help out. You got yard problems, and I know you do. Right now, that is so prevalent, is yard problems. And you can go see the Yard Geeks at Southwest Fertilizer. They have seen it all. They have seen it all. You know, a lot of times a new weed will come in. I mean, back when Virginia buttonweed came in, doveweed came in, they were the first ones to realize that this is a new weed that we've got. They're smart. They love it when you bring in a sample of that plant, and they can identify it, and then they'll give you that solution. So they have so many great solutions for lawn and garden issues. You walk in kind of the front door that faces Bissonnette Street, and you turn right, and there's this huge organic corner. So many great solutions there. Lots of different options, lots of different stuff, all the stuff that we talk about and sell here. A mess of a bunch of synthetic solutions. That a lot of those help out in a pinch, in a time of need. That's a great way to go. So many soils, mulches, fertilizers. They got a huge selection of garden tools. Great birding section. So cool, the birding section there. And then also in the very back, they have a mower shop, basically, where they sell and service mowers. And you can bring your mower in and get a tune-up, get your blade sharpened. But the best part are the friendly Yard Geeks, the incredible service you find. And if they don't have what you're looking for, they'll help you find it. They've been doing this. They've been solving Houston yard and garden problems since 1955. So check them out. Southwest Fertilizer, corner of Bissonnette and Renwick Street. Their website, southwestfertilizer.com. 281-496-5711. That is 281-496-5711. I got Joey Linderman, the man. Joel Linderman for long. You just turn that L to a Y. Is that a secret you don't want everybody knowing?
That's all right. It's public information.
It's
Joel
out now.
Is my real name, but I've been called Joey since I was teeny tiny.
It makes a lot of sense because Joey's a fun name. You know, kids like fun names. And, you know, it's like very similar to Joel, but we don't ever think of the Joe in Joel as like a possibility, you know. So I like it. You just kind of lowered that L a little bit, planted it in the ground, if you will. That's how much of a gardener Joey is. Is he
That's
planted
right.
it, and
That's
then
right.
then you grew off a new stem. It's beautiful, really. Or is it grafted?
Makes perfect sense when you say it like that.
Well, thank you very much. So this is Home Show Garden Pros. We are all about building community and helping out with gardening however we can. Obviously, we have a live radio show here, and we love answering questions. But we also love answering questions throughout the week. So a couple options that we can kind of put out there for you is our weekly Facebook Live. It's a kind of a TV show, I guess, more of a computer internet show. But it's the same format. We're answering gardening questions. And that's on Facebook, YouTube, Wednesday at 3:30. And our Facebook page is also a great place to get your questions in. You can do the message thing. You can even comment on a picture or a post, and we will get to that question. There's also our website. homeshowgardenpros.com. A lot of great ways to connect there. The cool thing about that spot, and you'll see Joey all over it, is the great tip videos section. We have so many videos that you can really get a download of information very quickly by watching a lot of those videos. And it's super cool. A couple other cool buttons, the Listen Now button, which is a great way to get your friends to listen to the show. Just say, hey, hit the Listen Now button. It plays the show live, but also plays it on loop throughout the week. So it plays the last 2 weeks kind of on loop throughout the week, so you can listen that way too. Also on the website is the Ask a Pro button. And so, you know, throughout the week, we answer questions, but we glean a couple to kind of use right now. So, Joey, are you ready for the question of the week?
I sure am.
All right, this is from Patty. Patty says, we think we had some kind of sod worms last year and was told to treat with Bugs Be Gone. It didn't work very well. Someone told me to use molasses and something else to spray on the yard. What do you recommend?
Well, at this point, you know, after this winter, I would really doubt that there's going to be any more sod webworms left alive, you know, but it only takes a handful that overwinter to cause problems again. But so if you've got the worms, I would use BT, the BT worm killer. It's an organic way to get rid of the caterpillars or worms, safe to spray in your yard, and that should take care of the caterpillars. Or if you've got the moths that are laying the eggs for the worms, there's a product called Flea that's the main ingredient is bifenthrin, and that should take care of the moths. You pretty much have to make contact with the moths to moths.
Well, yeah, it's moths. Yeah, I think both are acceptable.
But yeah, that is what I would do.
It's like those people who say both, you know, they put an L in there. It's like, oh yeah, both of them. You're like, what, moth? Anyway, that's great advice. I do love molasses, but it's more of like the bugs hate it, so they won't participate in your yard that much. I think that Flea sounds like a great option. So with sod worms, you get the triple threat. But again, you know, we don't need to preemptively fight a problem that we don't have. And so that's where, like, really worrying about sod webworms right now. Now, BT is a great tool, Joey, right, for a lot of stuff.
Yep, sure is.
What are some other things that it would work on?
There's the webworms in the trees that people have. There's bagworms that get into junipers and cypress trees. Those are the handiest things to use it on.
So, but any caterpillar, basically, right?
Any caterpillar, yes. But, you know, but be careful, you know, don't spray it around your milkweed because it'll also, you know, hurt the caterpillar. Yeah, monarch caterpillars.
Gotcha. Yeah, so yep. Any caterpillar. So if it's on a leaf surface and they digest it, that bacteria will kind of eat them from the inside out. So now what you're looking for any pollinating plants. I mean, we have a lot of those. Your oak trees are one of them, too. So be careful with that BT. That's great. Great thoughts there. So cool. Nice. Well, that's the email question of the week all done. But that does bring us to discussion on lawns. So how are lawns looking around town?
They're a little weak, it sounds like. I hadn't been home in the daylight to look at my yard since...
Working so hard.
Since the freeze. But I have pretty good imagination. But yeah, lots of folks are coming in saying their lawn is struggling and, you know, kind of trying to get it back into spring mode.
So what's one thing that I have seen is that the St. Augustine of the Bermuda kind of got delayed a little bit by the freeze. Usually not killed, but delayed. And in that time, a lot more weeds than normal.
Yeah, for sure. The weeds kind of thrived in it.
And so how should people approach this kind of intense weed situation?
You know, improving the health of the grass so the grass overtakes the weeds is a good way to do it. So, okay. You know, using some sort of mild organic fertilizer to ease them back into spring mode. You know, some of the MicroLife products like the Ocean Harvest, or there's the Fox Farm products. Any of those liquid fertilizers are good.
Yeah.
There's the Medina Has to Grow for Lawns, which I've had really good luck with in the past.
Nice.
Yeah.
I do love a good Texas company, though, that's for sure. So that's it. And it's interesting to me, you mentioned mostly liquids. I think a lot of people don't think of spraying these incredible liquid organics onto their lawn, but it works really fast.
Yeah, it's definitely faster acting. So if you know, everybody's instant gratification. So liquids definitely kind of give them an instant boost.
Okay, great. Yeah, and it's just also you're getting a leaf surface. That's one thing we don't do with the with solids is when we spray the grass, we're doing a foliar spray and a soil drench. And so it ends up being kind of a double duty. And the cool thing about a foliar spray is when you spray the plant with the kind of good stuff, it goes in through the leaf and comes out through the roots. That's a little bit simplified, but that's basically what happens. And so you're actually fertilizing down at the root level when you spray the leaves, which is to me like, wow, that's a really shortcut that never really considered. That's awesome.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so that's great. Good stuff. So got lawns going on. One big thing that we want to do is strengthen the health of the soil. And we'll talk a little bit more about beating some specific weeds and how to take care of your lawn after this quick break. Talking with Joey Linderman from Enchanted Gardens. And we want to hear from you. 281-496-5711. That's 281-496-5711.
We want your food waste. Seriously. We're Moonshot Compost. We're recycling valets who make composting clean and easy. We give you an airtight moonshot container. You fill it with food waste. Leave it on your porch or drop it off. Like a good valet, we do the rest. Composting food waste, keeping it out of landfills, earning you compost rewards. How easy is that? Moonshot Compost means no bugs, no smells, no mess. Learn more, get started, visit startcomposting.com.
Native plants add beauty and color to landscaping, require less water while thriving in our clay soil. They're just tough to find in Southeast Houston until now. Think hardware, Friendswood Hardware, and native plants. Friendswood Hardware has Landscaper's Pride soils, Nature's Way Resources composts, MicroLife fertilizers, gardening tools, pots, seeds, and native plants. Perfect for your home. Friendswood Hardware is easy to find. Look for the giant hammer. Friendswood Hardware, 203 West Edgewood. Online at friendswood-hardware.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. More answers to your gardening questions coming up in a few moments. Hi, this is Sherry at Plants for All Seasons. Spring is here, and it's time to get your green on. There's so much happening at the nursery. We can help you with your container design, your landscape, freshening it up, adding beautiful flowers. And if you just want to improve your grass, the big question right now is, how do I kill my weeds? We'll bring your samples of your weeds in, and we'll give you solutions. That's what we offer, our solutions to your everyday gardening problems. If you're thinking about a vegetable garden, get your tomatoes in as soon as possible. Every week that goes by, the tomato selection is going to decrease, so don't wait to get your tomatoes planted. And this weekend at Plants for All Seasons, we are loaded with vegetables and fresh herbs. We have lots of events coming up at Plants for All Seasons, so like our Facebook page or go to our website, plantsforallseasons.com. We're located at 21328 State Highway 249, just north of Louetta. Stop by and see us. We'll help you get your green on. And now more with Joey and Danny.
Thanks, Sherry. That's right. Joey Linderman, the man, is here right now. So, Enchanted Gardens, and so busy out there. You guys are so busy. So, thanks for taking the time to be here with us now. Have you obviously, it sounds like you're so busy, but you haven't had a chance to see the Plants for All Seasons has their new greenhouse up. Not as big as y'all's. Awesome. Not as big as y'all's, but they're going to be doing some production.
Good deal. Good to hear.
So, I'm just so impressed with y'all's production. I always have been. You know, we went out there, Joey, that time, and we shot those videos out there. And it's so, you don't think somebody who has such a beautiful garden center like y'all do, then can turn around and just have this extremely professional and gigantic growing operation on the same property. So much must go into growing your own plants and then having the satisfaction of knowing the quality of plants that you're selling.
Yeah, we plan our growing schedule. We're basically two seasons ahead. So, you know, as soon as we calm down just a little bit here in the next, you know, I don't know, a month or so, you know, we'll be, you know, booking our fall things for the petunias and pansies and everything. And right about, you know, September or August even, we're booking our spring stuff. So, you know, there's a lot of prep work that goes into it for sure.
Yeah, definitely. No, it's just a huge operation. I mean, you know, I ran the greenhouse for Memorial Park for a while, and it's just like you gotta plan ahead. You don't want to waste any table space. Irrigation's always a thing. Nutrition's a thing. So, you know, here talking with you, and you know, we got a lot of people that love propagating plants. You know, they're home propagators, and so what are some things that they need to be aware of when they're propagating plants at home, inside or outside? I'm thinking mostly inside. To me, what are some of the issues that they need to be aware of?
You know, a lot of people will root cuttings in water. That's fine. You know, a lot of people have great success with that. So whatever works for you is good. Most of our cuttings are grown in a peat moss-based potting soil, like ProMix.
Okay.
You know, or straight peat moss, either way. You know, we usually use either a liquid or a powder rooting hormone that'll help them, you know, root out a little faster. Keeping, you know, taking the right piece of a cutting is also important. You know, you don't want to take a 2 foot long cutting and try to stick it in the dirt and make it grow, because, you know, that bottom of that cutting doesn't have any roots on it, right? So it's impossible for it to draw water all the way up through that 2 feet of, you know, stem. So using a cutting that's maybe 2 to 4 inches long is about right.
Yeah, sounds like it wouldn't topple out all of the time also.
Well, that is correct.
Seems like a big problem with a 2 foot long one. I mean, that's a little sword basically that you got there. So cool. Well, that's great. I do love that ProMix, because it has a fungal inoculant that really does help roots kind of grow once they kick off. That you mentioned growth hormone. So these are like little powders that you put on the tip of the cutting. What's a brand that you like?
Bonide makes a rooting powder that we've had pretty good success with.
Okay, cool. Awesome.
Yep.
Well, that is great. And man, yeah, I was just back there with you, and it's like there's like aloe over here, you know, tomatoes over there, and peppers. There's flowers over there. It was like all indoor plants were over there. It was like, whoa, man, just everything all kind of growing. That's so much expertise. So happy you're here dishing out information. And any home growers at home, any home propagators, we want to hear from you. You got, you know, a real knowledge specialist on this front, 281-496-5711. And I'll say this to anybody out there who maybe has a question but doesn't want to be like, oh, you know, I don't want to take the time to do it. If somebody else has your question, right? Whatever question you've got, multiple people have that question. And so you're helping somebody out when you ask a question, be it lawns, be it tomatoes, be it tomato cages. You guys have awesome tomato cages, by the way. I always love the selection there. Or be it growing plants. So give us a call, 281-496-5711. That's 281-496-5711. I am here with Joey Linderman, and we're talking gardening. We're going to keep the show going after this quick break.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
That is right, Home Show Garden Pros. We are back. And you know, so much of this stuff, so much of healthy landscaping, success with your plants, recovery of your plants, it's all about healthy soils. And that's where Landscaper's Pride, mulches, and soils comes in. A soil is alive. It's got a living entity to it, and it's generally ready to plant into. And that's where Landscaper's Pride does such a great job. A couple of their amazing ones that they've got: the compost peat is 100% aged pine. It's so dark. It's so beautiful. It's great for starting plants. It's great for growing roots out. But it's also great for kind of topping off a bed if you want something really, really dark. So another really kind of, these look like they're dyed, but they're not, is the black humus. So 100% aged pine, again, composted and screened. So this one is really great for amending soils. And the thing about these is you don't have to like till them in. You just put them on top, and they do the work because they're careful about their quality. They're doing a great job making incredible soils. Every year they get better at it, and every year it's always like, oh, yes. What's cool is that their stuff is available all over the place. And so if you're looking for healthier, faster-growing vegetables, shrubs, plants, anything, it's going to be about the soil, and you should choose naturally organic Landscaper's Pride. You can grab Landscaper's Pride, the soils and mulches, at all our Garden Pro locations, like Enchanted Gardens. Also, Southwest Fertilizer and Friendswood Hardware carry it. So a lot of good stuff there. If you want to know more about where to buy this stuff, go to homeshowgardenpros.com. We're here chatting with Joey Linderman, 281-496-5711. And, you know, a pressing question, Joey, that a lot of people have had for us is, I've gotten two or three a week, is just citrus recovery. They're like, what do I do with my citrus? I was told to wait, and I've waited, and what do I do?
Yep, lots of questions about that for sure. So we made a little spare time this week to do some trimming on some of the big citrus trees that have been here for probably 20 years on the grounds here at the nursery. And, you know, did the scratch test where you scratch the stems, start up high as you can reach, and work your way down. And wherever it turns green under the bark, that's where it should come back from. And, you know, trees that were 12, 14 feet tall are now 4 to 5 feet tall.
And how cold did y'all get?
We were at 12 degrees here.
Okay.
And
pretty
chilly.
Yeah, no doubt. So you feel somewhat confident about them coming back from that point?
I do. You know, one that was, you know, a little more protected near the office, that one, you know, we only had to cut it back to, you know, it's probably 6 or 7 feet tall now.
Yeah.
So if they were protected a little bit, you know, near the house, the south side of a house or a fence line or something, that should have helped them some.
And then what are some signs to look for that may be good or bad signs besides the scratch test? I mean, I'm thinking like, you know, pores leaking something or weeping.
Yeah, splits in the trunk are not good on plants.
Okay.
New growth coming, you know, starting to emerge, you know, little buds coming out, that's a good sign.
Okay.
You also want to, you know, keep an eye out that none of that new growth is coming up from below the graft.
Okay.
You'll see a little kind of dog leg in the trunk at the very bottom, you know, maybe 6 inches off the ground or so. That's the graft. So if it comes up below the graft, then it's going to be whatever that rootstock was that citrus tree was grafted to. So that is not going to produce any good fruit. So you want to keep that stuff pinched off and only let growth come up above the graft.
Ooh, okay, cool. And then, so like weeping from the bark, I'm seeing some of that on quite a few citrus trees and pictures people are sending in.
It's that's not a good thing.
Okay.
Not good.
Yeah, all those liquids should be staying in the xylem and the phloem.
That's right.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that word in a while.
Yeah. I thought I'd throw it out there. Xylem, one of those great Scrabble X words. So if you need a word that starts with X, look up xylem. It's one of the good ones. Okay. So any other good signs besides new buds? I mean, anything we should be like, kind of look at the bark and be like, okay, this is intact. This is doing good.
Yeah. You know, patience is key this year.
Yeah.
But if you do the scratch test, work your way down. And find out where it turns green, that's where you need to cut it back to. And just, you know, be patient. Use some of the liquid organic fertilizers that we talked about. You don't want to use any chemical fertilizers on, you know, already stressed out plants. That'll, you know, sometimes make it worse.
Dang. So a lot of people are like, what's the date? When do I take action? When do I do something? And, you know, of course, I'm like, well, do it whenever you want. Go for it now if you want to. But what's like... You know, it's July when we got to think, like, okay, for sure they're not going to butt out until then, or is it like April 1st, April Fool's Day, you know?
I would think you would start to see some growth in the next few weeks.
Okay.
You know, on the woody stems, like on a citrus tree, when you cut it back, you know, it's hard for that plant to push out new leaves through that really old growth like that. So it's going to take a while.
Gotcha.
So, you know, I would even give it through, you know, on an established citrus tree through mid-May or so.
And what are some of the varieties that you guys have up there that seem like they made it? And did any varieties not make it? I mean, I'm just, the hardy varieties.
Lemons and limes are the least cold hardy out of all the citrus. So I would consider those done.
Okay.
But we had a clementine tree. That's the one that was, you know, a little more protected. That one looks pretty good. Several satsumas that look like they're going to come back, and several grapefruit trees like they're going to be okay.
Well, I love, you know me, Joey, I love the clementines and satsumas because I love being able to just eat the citrus. And so these are fruit trees that, you know, don't get that big. The clementine's a little bit smaller, but they are just so, so prolific. And if you fertilize them, they make pretty big fruit that are just so easy to peel. And the satsumas don't have very many fruits. And so...
Seeds, you mean. They have lots of fruits, but not many seeds.
Oh, whoops, yeah. Yeah, future generational fruits. No, my bad, yeah. The satsumas don't have very many seeds. Thank you, Joey, for that help there. So what are some of your favorite citrus that maybe, as people have lost some stuff... I mean, I know one lady had four improved Meyer lemons, and I was like, what did you do with all those? She's like, well, I gave a lot of them away. I was like, what? Grow something you can eat.
Yeah, I bet she did give a lot of them away.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, once a big citrus tree starts producing, I mean, they'll pretty much overload you with fruit.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's where maybe like considering high density orcharding, planting a few of these smaller satsumas in one hole, growing it like it's one tree, and then maybe you'll get several harvests in one season, right? I mean, you think about what the Owari frost Owari is a late harvest, and then you have the what's the real early one? The not Brown Select, but it's another of the Japanese ones. Miho. That's it.
Yeah, either Miho or Okitsu.
Yeah, yeah. So the Miho will harvest like in November. And the Owari will do it in December. So if you have both of those trees, you literally have satsumas for, you know, months. And so it's pretty cool. Pretty cool how you can kind of manage the situation. And again, they're going to be more cold hardy on the citrus front. It is kind of funny, Joey, that we're talking about satsumas. And we have the Sci-Fair Home and Garden Show this weekend because that area used to be called Satsuma. Because there were so many satsuma orchards.
Huh. Yeah. I never knew that.
But then they plowed them all under for development.
Well, that's
pave paradise and put up a bop that that. All right, so 281-496-5711. Joey Linderman here dishing out gardening information. And we're going to come back and start answering your calls. Want to hear from you, 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Are you ready to get back in the garden? Hi, it's Anita.
Get away by getting into your garden. Nelson's Nursery and Katie can help. Annuals and perennials, veggies and herbs, plus all you'll need to help them grow.
And be sure to check out our colorful and beautiful fountains.
Exotic disappearing water fountains in all shapes and sizes, and exotic fish for backyard ponds, plus one-of-a-kind pots direct imported by Nelson's. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. You can find them at nelsonwatergardens.com.
Revitalize plants from the big freeze with MicroLife fertilizers. Your lawn and garden needs food, minerals, and hormones for recovery. Nourish your outdoor family with a healthy drench of MicroLife Ocean Harvest in the blue bottle, followed by a generous feeding of MicroLife 624 in the green bag. Give your outdoor family the TLC they need, and they will love you for it. MicroLife, healthy soil, healthy plants, healthy people. Download our free plant freeze recovery tips at microlifefertilizer.com.
Missed buying early tomatoes? Look for larger gallon and 3 gallon sizes. It's one way to buy time and enjoy more tomatoes. Time now for more Home Show Garden Pros.
That is right. Home Show Garden Pros is back, and we are talking solutions, what to do out there in your lawn and garden. And one of the things that you got to consider is the Monterey Complete Disease Control. Monterey Lawn and Garden makes all these incredible solutions. And, you know, most of our co-op member have a bunch of them. But the Monterey Complete Disease Control is pretty much everywhere, and it's a two-step process. It is another type of bacteria, kind of like BT, but this time it's BA. And in the soil, it'll kind of consume some of those fungal diseases. But while it's doing that, it feeds the plant, and then you get a healthier plant with a more robust immune system. Pretty awesome. They have this kind of like, wow, it actually controls powdery mildew, leaf spot, rust, fire blight, all these other diseases while enriching the health and immunity of the plant themselves. Pretty amazing stuff. That's a Monterey Complete Disease Control. We did mention the BT, and that Monterey BT is a great job of just killing caterpillars. It can't hurt the bees or the earthworms, but it can hurt the butterfly caterpillars, so just don't spray your milkweed with it. Again, these are all totally safe for pets and family. Really good stuff. Monterey has a huge line of products. I'm talking like so hundreds of products. So many great solutions. And one more is the Takedown Garden Spray, and this is going to just kill a lot of the other problems you've got. The ones that it really helps with that make me happy are thrips and mites. It really works really great on those ones that are super hard to kill on your Italian cypress, your roses. It also can really, you know, handle aphids and other beetles and stuff like that. So Monterey Lawn and Garden products, they're available at Garden Pro Nurseries all over town, other neighborhood garden stores as well. You want to see all the incredible solutions they got, go to their website, MontereyLawnGarden.com. So cool spot. 281-496-5711. 281-496-5711. What is on your mind? We want to hear from you. We're going to answer Bill's question now. Hey, Bill.
Good morning, Danny. Good morning, Joey. So we have planted some small Meyer lemons and potted plants. And should we pinch back the buds as they start growing the first season or two, or do we just let them take off?
There's, you know, several theories on that. You know, the theory is you pinch off the blooms or the, you know, first year's fruit so the tree can focus on, you know, growth rather than putting its energy into producing a fruit, because it does take a lot of energy, you know, out of the plant. I personally would leave some of those on there because, you know, enjoy things while you have it. You know, you're not guaranteed tomorrow. You're not guaranteed that tree's going to be there forever. And the other theory is all the citrus growers that make a living off of growing trees fast and selling them, they're not out there pinching all the blooms off. So I usually do what people that make a living off of it do, and, you know, that are pros at it, and they're not pinching off all the blooms. So that's my take on it.
And I'll jump in on it too, Bill, is that the theory is that you're kind of saving the energy in the plant to make the fruit. And we have a lot of ways now to give soil energy back to the soil. And so it's kind of like a have your cake and eat it too sort of situation, except that you can do it. And so instead of not being able to do it, but things like Dakota Rev, things like the MicroLife liquid products, these are things that you can put in the soil around it. You know, I usually do some fruit thinning, or I do quite a bit of fruit thinning on mature plants because I want bigger fruit. But on a brand new plant, I'm going to get myself one or two fruit just to kind of spoil myself, unless it's in a container, and then I don't care at all. And then I'm like, hey, go for it. You know, make all you can make.
Okay. So when, how about in the organic drenching after fertilization? Is there a limit, or how often can you do an organic drench? Right now we have planted a really well-drainable soil, so we're no recovery there, but can you over-drench?
You can overdo pretty much anything, but, you know, if you do it, you know, once every few weeks, I would think that would be plenty.
Bill, are your lemons in a container? Are they in pots or are they in the ground?
They're in pots, clay pots.
So, Joe, you mind just kind of, what's your take on growing citrus in pots, and what's the best approach for fertilization and nutrition? Yeah, you know what I mean.
Nutritional?
Yeah, exactly. Nutritization.
Yeah. Growing citrus in pots is fine. They, you know, pretty much spent their whole life in a pot. So as long as you keep the conditions the same, they'll be fine. You know, you're going to have a big pot for full size citrus, or we do occasionally get dwarf citrus. I think we got some dwarf lemons in this morning or last night, whenever that was, which are going to be, you know, half the size of a full size citrus tree. But a well-drained soil using, maybe the MicroLife organic citrus food That's all I ever use on my citrus trees.
Great. That's the program we're on. So at some point, will this tree get too big for a pot?
How big is your pot?
It's probably a 20-gallon pot. It's a pretty big pot.
Yeah, they'll do fine for a long, long time. You might have to do some trimming occasionally. You know, I wouldn't wait till it gets 8 feet tall and then whack it back. I would do a little trimming every year.
Okay, but don't need to worry about the root ball breaking the pot at some point.
Way down the road, yeah. You know, you might need to bump it up to a bigger pot or find a spot to put it in the ground. But there, you know, you can run across great big pots when the time comes.
Yeah, okay. Sun damage can chip that pot oftentimes before the roots will have a go at it. So if it's breaking the pot here in 15 years, that's probably the best way to get it out of that pot.
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen, thank you very much. Enjoy it always.
Okay, thanks, Bill. Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to be doing citrus in containers going forward, and because, you know, everybody wants to be able to move them inside if they need to. That is a good way to do it, and I, you know, that there's a lot of good stuff that you could put down in the roots. It's a lot more management to water a pot, right, Joey?
Yeah, you got to keep up with it, and, you know, you go on vacation for 2 weeks and come back, and your neighbor's teenager was supposed to water it, and they don't do it, you know, so if there's any way to hook it up to a dripper off of your sprinkler system, that would be good.
Yeah, you don't allow those punk kids.
Punk kids.
Well, anyway, 281-496-5711. This isn't Home Show Parenting Teenagers Pros. Home Show Garden Pros, and we're here to dish out the gardening information we can. Got Joey Linderman with me, and we are doing just that, and we're going to keep the ball rolling after this quick break.
Get growing at Warren Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrensoutherngardens.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Texas Floors, the come-to-you floor store. Service and savings you can stand upon.
Boral Steel, stone-coated roofing. Durability, performance, and protection that lasts.
Got this great moment to talk about the Rev. This awesome liquid product that people, when they use it, they love it. It's great stuff. And you can rev up your seeds and plants for springs. That's, you know, vroom, 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 you know, rev. It gets it going. And so we're talking healthier, faster growing vegetables. Works great on the lawn. Joe and I already touched on how liquids make this phenomenal explosion of growth. And it's a great way to fertilize your lawn is by just diluting a little bit of these great stuff like Rev. Rev is actually originally made to be used in farming settings, but then greenskeepers discovered it, and major golf courses all over the U.S. were like, we need to use this stuff. This stuff is phenomenal. And now it's available in Houston, which is so great. So we used to have to order it directly from there when I was at Herman Park to be able to keep the lawns just jamming. But man, it's great stuff. Improves root mass, improves soil condition, increases blooms and fruiting. So your flowers, your veggie plants, your fruit trees, Rev is great for that. So it is perfect for foliar spraying. It's actually the way they make it. They wind up this tiny little molecule, and it can actually get into the leaves openings, which is really great. Great for foliar spraying, and that's why spraying it over your lawn works so well. Also, your tomatoes, it can protect from disease. It adds important carbon to the soil. It's just awesome stuff. Available at Warren Southern Gardens, Southwest Fertilizer, Nelson's Nursery, Friendswood Hardware. All these places have it. It's awesome stuff, and we're so proud to be able to talk about them because I love it, and I love the way it works. You want to check out more about the product, go to organicrev.com, and more information about all the places that sell it around town, homeshowgardenpros.com. So we are back, 281-496-5711. And Joey Linderman is here. Hey, Joey.
Hey.
All right, yes. So you guys aren't carrying the Rev yet, right?
I don't know if we got that yet or not. I hadn't been able to keep up with anything, honestly.
Sure, no worries. It is
hard
awesome.
Hard for me to admit, but I have almost lost control.
Well, no, you guys are so busy. And again, like you're saying, you got up there at 5:30. So you're like into your workday so deep already. But it's awesome stuff, and it works really great. And it's so easy because it's a liquid. And so, you know, when you think about applying liquid fertilizers like that stuff, you know, maybe the MicroLife as well too. You mentioned some Medinas, but what is the way that you do it? What's your approach there? Just kind of on a schedule, or you do it willy nilly? How do you go about it?
Kind of willy nilly, just like I do everything else in my life. That's the way I like it.
What does that look like?
Yeah, you know, if I see something that, you know, needs a little help or looks like it's struggling or slow, then, you know, just mix them up and spray it on there.
Nice.
But yeah, I don't really do it on a schedule or anything.
Yeah, you just kind of like get after it, and you know the plant will communicate when it has a need. And I'm sure once you bust it out for one plant, you're spraying some other plants, and so it ends up being pretty regular.
Yeah,
spray, because you know once you start spraying this stuff, you want to get it out. You want to get it all out. I have really enjoyed lately, and this is maybe sounds simplistic, but just putting some glugs in a bucket. Like I'm talking like 3-4 glugs. You know what I mean, glugs.
Yeah.
And
we talked about that metric or standard glugs.
Yeah. So I go by, I use the European glugs. I think it's a little more accurate. And then I just in the bucket and fill it with water, and then I dump it out. It's so fast that I'm just, you know, it's like so much quicker than trying to spray. And granted, if I'm doing a foliar spray, I'm not taking that approach, but pretty much doing that on all of my my liquid amendments now.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it. Glug it up.
So you haven't been home when it's been light out, so it's been tough for you to do some home gardening. But I'm guessing you guys are using a lot of sprayers up at the nursery and the shop. Do you feel like that's the best way to get material out? Is a hose and sprayer, or
hose and sprayer for sure. You know, you can pour what you need in there. You know, depending on the type of sprayer that you have, but most of those hose and sprayers will just siphon out and mix it for you. And then whenever you're done with it, you just pour whatever's left in the sprayer back in your original container and stick it back on the shelf.
Have you had many problems with like some of the organic stuff is a little like goopy, syrupy, I guess? How do you handle that?
I hadn't had much problems with it, but yeah, that I can see where that comes up. You know, you can shake it up real good before you put it in the sprayer. You may need to even add a little bit of warm water to it just to kind of soften it up a little bit so it'll go through the little siphon tube.
Well, that's awesome. Well, a lot of great practical advice and thoughts this morning, Joe. I really appreciate it. You know, I'm glad people are able to handle, you know, sod webworms, all the lawn action, a bunch of great how to do it at home growing tips, and, you know, really what's happening with our citrus right now. So appreciate you, man. Great job. And what's happening up at the gardens right now? You guys are just loading up with plants and trying to stay.
We're really well stocked, you know, considering that there's, you know, shortages from growers, and, you know, a lot of growers aren't shipping right now because, you know, they didn't plan anything for a week and a half, you know, preparing for the freeze and during the freeze. And then right after the freeze, everybody got so busy that they were shipping plants so quick that they had all their planting crews, you know, pulling orders to ship. So, you know, a lot of things are, you know, 3 or 4 weeks behind this year. But we're doing good. Both the nurseries are stocked up really good. Lots of vegetables and fruit trees and annuals, perennials, you know, keeping it all filled up.
Well, that's awesome. That is awesome. If you're down in Sugar Land or Richmond or anywhere down there southwest, these enchanted folks are such a great spot. So head over there, and maybe you'll see Joey if you go to Enchanted Gardens. So good times. Thanks, man, for your time this morning, and a great job, as always, dishing out great gardening advice. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Oh, you know what, Joey? Save me one of those dwarf lemon trees, if you don't mind. Just tag one for me.
Okay.
Okay, you know, not the ugliest one, though.
Okay. middle of the road.
Exactly, gotcha. Exactly. Awesome. Hey, thanks, man. Have a great day.
All right, sounds good. See you later.
Bye-bye. Great guy over there, great family out there, and just so happy to get that information when they can dish it out. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Crabgrass blows, sneaks into your yard, spreads like crazy, ruins your lawn. There's one weed killer naturally safer for people and pets. AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer snuffs out crabgrass, dollarweed, clover, and other weeds without harming St. Augustine, Bermuda, and most yard grasses. Proven effective organically. See results in just days. Simple to apply and kills the roots. Blow weeds away naturally. Grab AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer at any Garden Pro location. Find the store near you at agrilawn.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Feed the earth, starve the landfill with Moonshot Compost at startcomposting.com. MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Nature's Way resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
All right, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are here, and we are talking to Bob Patterson from Southwest Fertilizer, a.k.a. The Yard Geek.
Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning, good morning. The question this week is from Brent. You ready to go?
Yes, let's see what Brent has to say.
Brent has got a shady corner in his yard that kills any grass he puts down. There's probably some more problems there besides the shade. So ends up a mud pit, so compaction. Ends up a mud pit for his dog, so more information. Brent's question, what ground cover should he use to replace the grass? Anything green will work.
You have a very shady part of the corner or your backyard, your front yard, whatever. It is almost impossible to grow a grass here in Houston, Texas. It is tough. Now, we can do some things to the soil that would probably help, and I would encourage Brent to do this in his yard, is a good compost, top dressing, things like that, maybe an aeration, especially if there's any kind of compaction. We'll try to help that soil along and make sure that water gets drained out of there. That's the most important thing that you're going to have to do. And in a corner of a yard, it's a tough part, but if we can do that, that will help a great deal. Ground cover, sure, there are some ground covers. Keep in mind, a ground cover is not a grass. It's not a lawn. You can't go out and play baseball on it or, you know, whatever. But it is a ground cover. It is green. My favorite thing to tell people to use is Asiatic jasmine, only because you can cut that with a string trimmer, weed eater, whatever you want to call it, and you can keep it shaped, keep the height down, and then do a good crisp edge around it to shape it however you want. Put some nice shapes on there to make it look attractive and everything, from, you know, especially that corner of the yard. But we can do that. Wadilla is another one that grows and actually puts out a little yellow flower, and that's kind of neat and pretty. And several kind of ground covers that you can do, liriopes, the monkey grasses, things like that you can put back there that'll just be nice and green. You know, and even all these are pretty tough, where if the dog decides to go trouncing through it just to, you know, chase his bone or ball or whatever, he's not going to destroy it.
Right.
But it'll give you some good green color. It's easy to grow, it's easy to fertilize, and it's easy to maintain for the most part. So that's what I would recommend is Asiatic jasmine for that particular area. Nice. Folks, if you have any kind of questions for us here or about your lawn, your garden, feel free to come by Southwest Fertilizer and let one of the yard geeks take a look at it. I'm here. I've got several, Josh and Aaron are here, and they do a great job answering all the questions we get every day. Or if you'd like, just like Brent did, just send your question in to yardgeek at homeshowgardenpros.com.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.